Kids talk about God. Why did God create girls? Texas Border Business, by Carrie Kinsolving and Friends. God created girls so boys don't have to go shopping, says Mancy, 7. In fact, girls are made to spend the money that boys make, adds Grace Marie, 11. Forget the shopping sprees, says Trent. God created girls because he knew the men couldn't cook. You'll get no argument from me. I'm married now, but for most of my life, I lived as a bachelor. My married friends wondered how I survived. Sometimes they felt sorry for me and invited me to a home-cooked meal. God made girls because they are nice, they are pretty, they are funny and they can fish good, says Maloney, 7. A girl may be nice, pretty and funny, but if she can't fish, forget it. It's all in the family, says Zach, 10. God created girls so we could have sisters, and they could drive us nuts. Boys need to be bugged, says Chelsea, 11. God created girls because he knew that boys would be clueless without them. The girls are the ones who stay home with their children when they're sick, and are always ready to help. The boys would definitely be lost without the girls. Chelsea, before you write off boys as being hopelessly clueless and lost without girls, consider this profound insight from Austin, 11. God created girls so we would not all be in the same image. In the creation story, we read, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Notice the image of God is, male and female. There's a male and female side to the image of God. In our selfishness, we pit masculinity and femininity against each other as if they're in competition, or even worse, we deny obvious differences. Can anyone doubt that God is both strong and powerful while at the same time beautiful and mysterious? This might explain why so many husbands walk around scratching their heads saying, I just don't understand women. There are some things we'll never understand. Perhaps beauty and mystery go together. Ryan, 9, must have read Genesis a few times, when he says, God created girls to be a helper comparable to boys, and to be a companion throughout the span of a lifetime. A helper comparable to him is the exact language God used to describe the creation of the first woman, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. It's ridiculous to assume that it's somehow degrading to be called a helper. The psalmist calls God a helper in that he's our help and our shield, Psalm chapter 33 verse 20. Lauren, 11, explains that the image of God is in our souls. I think God created girls because we think different than boys because boys think of some things while girls think of other things. Another reason God created girls is, because man needed a friend, says Jacob, 10. It is not good that man should be alone, is God's assessment of Adam's condition in perfect environment before he created Eve. God made girls and boys special in their own way, says Melissa, 11. We each have our own way of being special because that's how God created us. Emily, 6, agrees. Girls are lovely. They are like flowers. They're special. Think about this. It takes the best attributes of men and women together to give us a fuller picture of God. Both are made in his image. Memorize this truth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 previously quoted. Ask this question. If you're a boy or a man, are you grateful that God created women? Equals 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 kids talk about God is designed for families to study the Bible together. Research shows that parents who study the Bible with their children give their character, faith and spiritual life a powerful boost. To receive kids talk about God 3 times a week in a free email subscription, visit www.kidstalkaboutgod.org/email. Copyright 2024 Carrie Kinsolving. God created girls so boys don't have to go shopping, says Mancy, 7. In fact, girls are made to spend the money that boys make, adds Grace Marie, 11. Forget the shopping sprees, says Trent. God created girls because he knew the men couldn't cook. You'll get no argument from me. I'm married now, but for most of my life, I lived as a bachelor. My married friends wondered how I survived. Sometimes they felt sorry for me and invited me to a home-cooked meal. God made girls because they are nice, they are pretty, they are funny and they can fish good, says Maloney, 7. A girl may be nice, pretty and funny, but if she can't fish, forget it. It's all in the family, says Zach, 10. God created girls so we could have sisters, and they could drive us nuts. Boys need to be bugged, says Chelsea, 11. God created girls because he knew that boys would be clueless without them. The girls are the ones who stay home with their children when they're sick, and are always ready to help. The boys would definitely be lost without the girls. Chelsea, before you write off boys as being hopelessly clueless and lost without girls, consider this profound insight from Austin, 11. God created girls so we would not all be in the same image. In the creation story, we read, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them," Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. Notice the image of God is, male and female. There's a male and female side to the image of God. In our selfishness, we pit masculinity and femininity against each other as if they're in competition, or even worse, we deny obvious differences. Can anyone doubt that God is both strong and powerful while at the same time beautiful and mysterious? This might explain why so many husbands walk around scratching their heads saying, "I just don't understand women." There are some things we'll never understand. Perhaps beauty and mystery go together. Ryan, 9, must have read Genesis a few times, when he says, "God created girls to be a helper comparable to boys, and to be a companion throughout the span of a lifetime." A helper comparable to him is the exact language God used to describe the creation of the first woman, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. It's ridiculous to assume that it's somehow degrading to be called a helper. The psalmist calls God a helper in that he's our help and our shield, Psalm chapter 33 verse 20. Lauren, 11, explains that the image of God is in our souls. "I think God created girls because we think different than boys, because boys think of some things while girls think of other things. Another reason God created girls is because man needed a friend," says Jacob, 10. "It is not good that man should be alone," is God's assessment of Adam's condition in perfect environment before he created Eve. God made girls and boys special in their own way, says Melissa, 11. We each have our own way of being special because that's how God created us. Emily, 6, agrees. Girls are lovely. They are like flowers. They're special. Think about this. It takes the best attributes of men and women together to give us a fuller picture of God. Both are made in his image. Memorize this truth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 previously quoted. Ask this question. If you're a boy or a man, are you grateful that God created women? Kids talk about God is designed for families to study the Bible together. Research shows that parents who study the Bible with their children give their character, faith and spiritual life a powerful boost. To receive Kids Talk About God 3 times a week in a free, email subscription, visit www.kidstalkaboutgod.org/email. Copyright 2024 Carrie Kinsolving.